How does it feel to be embraced by the indie wrestling community? Because it seems like, I mean, I've seen the game kind of like playing parts in like podcasts, and just you guys are all over the place, and you guys have kind of become like this indie darling, so to speak, the last couple of months. How does that feel?
Well, I mean, I don't know about indie darling, but yeah, I mean, like, it feels great to have a lot of people out there talking about us and helping us, and you know, these tours that we've just done were epic. I mean, like, people were saying, oh, these shows are never going to run. You know, like, you announce something big out of nowhere and people just don't think anybody can do that kind of thing. But we were lucky enough that we could pull that kind of thing off. You know, and we worked hard and we got it done. And because of that, I think we've got quite a nice little bit of reception out there and stuff. I am looking forward to doing the next ones. Like, the next ones are going to be bigger and better. So it's all... Like, that side of things is getting really exciting for me, because that's what I've wanted to do my whole life, you know? Like, that's a big deal. And then when you couple that with a game and the fact that we can, like, take all the footage that we've just had, like Ray versus AJ and stuff like that, we can put that in the game itself as DLC so that people can download and watch those shows and see it like it's a little TV show kind of thing. Well, that excites me too, because that's content that I you know, love working on, and it's rewarding at the same time. I mean, these events, we was there and people coming up to us and saying, this has been one of the best nights in my life and stuff. And, like, to do that with somebody, you know, like,
yeah,
that's amazing. So it was really good.